The energy crisis in California may be spreading to neighboring states. President Bush has set up a task force to address long-term energy needs, but in the short term, the crisis is producing big profits for some energy companies, including one of the president's most generous corporate supporters. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
President Bush is a former oil man himself, and his long-term solution is the industry's own, boost domestic supplies. On Monday, Mr. Bush put Vice President Dick Cheney in charge of an energy policy task force.
And so the task force that's being assembled will not only deal with the very short-run issues dealing with the West, but obviously the longer-term issues of that will be confronting our country for a while, unless we're willing to act boldly and swiftly, which we will do.
But for California, the Bush administration is adamant. It granted 1 2-week extension of mandatory power sales, but beyond that, it will let California solve its own problem. That's good news for the Enron Corporation. Enron bills itself as the world's leading energy company. It's what's called a power marketer, dealing mostly in energy that other companies produce. It sold a lot of that energy, at high prices, in California. Last week, Enron raised its earnings targets for 2001. CEO Jeff Skilling held a conference call with Wall Street analysts.
In summary, we had a tremendous year in the year 2000. Strong results reflect what we believe is breakout performance in all of our operations. The results also further demonstrate our leading market positions in each of our major businesses.
The energy industry overwhelmingly backed the Bush campaign last year, but Enron's connections are especially strong. Kenneth Lay, Enron's former CEO, now chairman of the board, is an old Bush family friend. Ever since President Bush first ran for governor of Texas, Lay has been there for him financially.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president and first lady of the United States, Governor George W. and Mrs. Laura Bush.
And at this Republican gala last spring, Lay was on the program as a $250,000 co-chairman. He was also a Bush pioneer. That is, he raised at least $100,000 for the campaign. He gave as much as the campaign would allow during the Florida recount and again for the inauguration. Enron is a corporation, and Skilling, its new CEO, are also generous donors. Lay was among a handful of business leaders invited to an economic forum with the president-elect. Now he's on the Transition Committee for Energy Policy. A spokeswoman for Enron says that President Bush and the company simply agree that free markets are better. A White House spokeswoman says no administration officials have met with Enron to discuss California, and the administration has done nothing with Enron in mind. But in the complex world of energy policy, even doing nothing can amount to something. For instance, the administration won't ask the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, to cap prices in California. And that makes a big difference to Enron. Stephen Stoft, a senior research fellow with the University of California Energy Institute, notes that FERC has capped prices in other deregulating markets.
That would help consumers. It would also help the utilities, who are paying more in the wholesale market than they can sell the power for.
But for the power marketers like Enron, that wouldn't be so good.
It would affect power marketers. They would still make as many trades, but not as high a price.
In the long run, Enron seems poised to benefit from the Bush energy policy. That's because Enron has switched from energy production to power marketing. Bob Christensen, a market analyst for First Albany Corporation in New York, says he expects Enron to profit.
The Bush administration will promote more supplies, and more supplies will come on and prices fall. Companies like Enron that are fleet of foot can see the end result of that and lay business plans out accordingly that benefit.
That's a formula that's worked for Enron, and it should continue to work, especially with the national administration that Enron helped make possible. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.